This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In 1877, the microphone was invented, Swan Lake debuted, and Edison unveiled a new machine called the phonograph. Also, a whale was born somewhere in the Arctic. That whale, a bowhead, died this year. It was about 130 years old. Scientists have been able to confirm that bowheads are the longest living mammals on Earth. Alaska Public Radio's Annie Feit reports.
It's not easy to figure out the age of a bowhead whale. They don't have teeth, the standard method for mammals, and they don't even have the ear deposits that make it easy to age other whales. Barrel biologist Cheryl Rosa.
Bowheads, sometimes they have a little bit of waxy goo in there, but it's nothing like you see in other whales that they're able to age.
So Rosa and her colleagues used eye lenses from the bowheads instead. She digs one out of a packed freezer in their Barrow lab.
A nice example of an eyeball. It's not, of course, it's frozen, so it's kind of hard to see, but it's about the size of an orange. And like I said, they're not the best, greatest things to look at, but they're quite interesting when they're thawed.
But examining the whale's eyes is expensive and time-consuming, and there's a huge margin for error, 40 years or more. That's why it was so exciting when an Eskimo hunting crew in Barrow brought in a 50-foot bowhead this spring. Like every catch, researchers were waiting on the ice to examine the whale before it was butchered and shared with the community. Biologist Craig George was in his office.
The whale was caught, and the technicians were calling in about it, saying it had an old puncture wound and had this and that, and killer whale bites and ship strikes and all, you know. Clearly a very old animal, so we ran out, and about the time I ran out, they found this old bomb stuck in the scapula of the whale.
That's right, a bomb. Whale bombs look like long arrow-shaped bullets and are typically fired from dart guns. They have a time-delay mechanism that allows them to explode after lodging in the whale. Commercial whalers invented the technology in the 1800s, and similar devices are still in use today. Finding the tip of one in a 50-ton animal is a little like stumbling on a needle in a haystack. But whaling crew member Ned Airy got lucky. He says he knew right away this whale bomb was from another time.
It looked like it was really old to me, and never seen one like this before, and it was unusual mark, and the design of it was very unusual to the ones that are modern today.
But Airy had no idea just how old it was. That piece of the puzzle was solved by John Boxtos, an historian at the New Bedford Whaling Museum in Massachusetts.
I took it into the Whaling Museum and compared it with their extensive collection of whale craft. And it looks to me that it was manufactured according to a patent that was granted in 1879.
At that time, commercial whalers in the Arctic were hunting bowheads to the brink of extinction. Boxtos guesses the bomb was used around 1890 by Eskimo hunters who had picked up the technique from the commercial whalers. Craig George says that suggests the whale could be at least 130 years old.
It does send a shiver up your spine.
The bomb is the first concrete evidence backing up George's eye lens work. He says it's the kind of thing that makes his decades studying the whales worthwhile.
They're just so interesting and unusual and so different than other mammals and in a lot of ways.
And George says he thinks the bowheads may be living much longer than 130 years. One bowhead he aged using the lens analysis was over 200 years old. And despite the high margin of error using this type of testing, he says it wouldn't surprise him if that turned out to be true. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.